my cup. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Let's sing that again. Amen. Yes, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, Lord, feed me till I want no. Cup, fill it up and make me whole.
Amen. Good morning. Good to be here. I wanted to sing page 169, Give Me Jesus, key of C. In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all of this world, but give me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
When I'm alone,
when I am alone, when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. When I come to die, yes, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. this world, but give me Jesus. In the morning, in the when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus, hallelujah.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. But give me Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Come on up, Brother Hicks. Wherever you want, brother.
Yeah, I praise God for being here. But give me Jesus.
Amen.
When I'm alone,
yeah,
that's when I'm the closest to Him.
Right. Amen.
You know, when you got your mind out there, just riding down the road, just laying in the bed.
Right.
I mean, that's when He's the closest.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that.
Amen.
You can get out here and keep yourself busy or working and stuff like that, but when you get alone,
yeah,
I just thank Him for it.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate you. Amen. Amen. Sing one more. Page 176. Blessed Assurance. This is in the choruses. The Only Believe book. I'm sorry. Page 176, key of D. Blessed Assurance.
Yes.
It's good to be here, Brother Tony. Preached an excellent message last night.
Amen.
Looking forward to part two this morning. Sunset Mountain.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Yes, this is my story. Oh, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Perfect submission.
Perfect submission. Perfect
love.
Visions of rapture.
My sight.
Now burst my sight.
angels descending.
Angels descending, bring from above
echoes of mercy.
Echoes of mercy.
Whispers of love. Hallelujah.
Whispers of love.
This is my story. Yes, this is my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Oh, this is my story. This is my song.
Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest.
Perfect submission, all is at rest.
I am my Savior.
I am my Savior.
Am happy and blessed. What are we doing now? Hallelujah.
Just watching and waiting.
This is my story.
Yes,
this is my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Oh, this is my story.
Oh, this is my song.
I'm praising my Savior all the day.
One last time, this is my story.
Yes, this is my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Oh, this is my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior all the day long. Go ahead. God bless Sister Sue. You can be seated.
I just want to praise God, and I'm so thankful to know more of the story now. I used to think I knew the story that God died on the cross, you know, and that, but it's so much more to the story. Yes. I used to think, what did I do so bad, you know, that he had to do that, but I had to come to this word to understand, you know, what God was doing even during those seven church ages.
Right.
I just thought he was sitting up there twiddling his thumbs, you know. I had no idea what all was going on. I'm just so thankful for this word and this message and for bringing us closer to this golden word. There's nothing like it, you know. I just thank God for this Easter and knowing what Easter is really all about.
Yes. Amen. God bless Sister Sue. Appreciate that. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Glad, so thankful for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank God for the whole story.
Right.
Because when I was in church ages, they told me half of it. And it's like an equation. If you only work half of it, you don't get the answer.
Right.
So here, this is the hour. So we just wanted to, on this Sunday, I just want to give him praise.
Amen.
And then we get on out of the way and then somebody else. Amen. Yes.
This time we're going to have the young people come up, and we got a song for you, Pastor Moore. The young people are going to sing a song. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. I had the young people come up, and voices come up with them. You guys are going to be helping them out with this one. When I look into your holiness. One is going to be sang by Micah,
whose birth, yes.
Micah and Luke. And then it's Addie and Riley are going to sing verse 2. And then we're going to help them with the chorus.
Okay.
And then when we go back to verse 1, it's going to be the guys, and I'll make sure I walk you through that, guys.
Yep.
And then verse 2 will be the ladies. And we'll sing the chorus together. So, pretty simple song. It's beautiful. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Into your loveliness,
When all things that surround me become shadows in the light of you.
Amen.
And I found the joy of reaching your heart. When my will becomes enthralled in your love. When all things that surround me
gonna sing "Somebody Died for Me."
Amen. Ooh, I love
it. Come on up, brother Skyler.
Sing, Skyler.
Amen.
Amen.
Right here. Yeah, I'm good. I can stand here.
Sing.
He was a troubled kid in and out of jail. When his daddy said, "This is the last time I'll pay bail." So he enlisted in the army, and they sent him to Iraq. He was a different man when he came back. Some people said the army must have whipped you into shape, but he said, "That's not the reason that I've changed. Somebody died for me, for I even asked for help, gave his life for me. When I couldn't save myself, I cannot live the way I lived or be the way I was. Every day's a gift to me because somebody died for me." Now they fold the flag and attach a silver star as the grieving mother leans against his arm. Then he stands before the family and does his best to tell how he survived the night his best friend fell. No one who ever knew him was surprised he died that way. He always lived for Jesus. Oh, he used to always say, "Somebody died for me. Before I even asked for help, gave his life for me. When I couldn't save myself, I cannot live the way I live or be the way I was. Every day's a gift to me because somebody died." Of the time that I have left, with every breath I'm given, God help me not forget. God help me not forget. Somebody died for me before I even asked for help, gave his life for me. When I couldn't save myself, I cannot live the way I lived or be the way I was. Every day's a gift to me because somebody died for me. Before I even asked for help, gave his life for me. When I couldn't save myself, died for give to me because somebody died for me.
While everybody's sitting down, I just want to take, I've been battling whether to say this or not. But I just want to put it out there. I just want to give my sister Tina some flowers. You know, Brother Childers says, always give me my flowers while I'm here.
Right.
That's my sister. Amen. I'm not a detailed person, so I didn't follow the journey. I'm kind of like Alpha and Omega. I just know the end, okay. You know? I know the beginning of the diagnosis, and I know the end of it. Okay. All the stuff in between, the devil's in the details. So I didn't follow the details, but I want to give her praise for showing me what faith looks like.
Right.
And trusting God and standing on his word, even when you don't think you can.
See,
she put up a great face in front of everybody, but I know there was hours and days that she didn't know if she could make it. She didn't know if her baby was going to make it. I have five sons. I can't even imagine. But to stand on God's word, and I mean, you're such an example, sister. I mean,
yes.
All the praise, all the glory goes to him. But to stand there and represent him in front of all those nurses, in front of all those doctors, in front of all those parents, and not waver, I'm so thankful for you, for the lessons that I have learned from you. And Trevor, you know, it's nothing like a mother's love. I'm just going to tell you that right now, other than God, you know, and then you got it both because you got God in your mother. And that's rare, you know. So, you know, hang on to that.
Yes, Lord.
Praise her, love her, respect her.
God brought you.
You know, God brought you through.
Yes, he did. Yes,
but in the arms of in flesh. Because, you know, some battles we go through, we say, it's a storm out there, but I need God in flesh. That God in flesh was with you the whole time. And I want you to acknowledge that. And you represent your stepfather. What a wonderful man. Your mother couldn't make it without him. Love and respect that man.
Yes, yes,
hold him up. I don't even know why I'm saying this, but God bless you.
Voices in the bride.
Go ahead. Such a joy.
Amen.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still. Driving seas, my comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ, I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness. Scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. then bursting forth in glorious day, out from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, his curse is lost, his grave on me, for I am his and he is mine, but with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no shame of man can ever block me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Sorry, I can't go two services without saying something. I was in there fighting myself the whole time. I thought, nervous, everything. But thank God for his grace, his mercy. It's not about me.
No.
It's about him, you know, and what he's done.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That song is absolutely one of my favorites. Don't pull no punches, tells you exactly how it is. Yeah. I'm victorious because of him, because of what he did. You know, and you think, you look out here, you read the news, you read some books, you look into certain things, and you think, wow, 200 million demons for sure.
For sure.
The place is crazy. Lord, gets out here, quick.
Yes.
It's a mess. I can see how it'd be lucky to be 3.5 years after we're gone. Will it take them that long, you know? But I don't know. I just, you know, more and more I see this world being crazy. It just pushes me towards more and more, just want to go home. And I thank him that he's revealed himself to me. All just a simple revelation. Just let me know. Let me know a little secret. You know, and it gives me victory over everything that the devil can throw at me. And, you know, even scared about getting up in front of people. You know, I'm like Brother Kobe there a little bit. Don't let me say something stupid. But, but you know, even if I do, he's got that too.
Yeah.
He knows I'm mortal flesh. He knows me better than I know me. What more better than I'd even want to admit. But, you know, I look at myself and nothing but a failure every way I turn. But his word is everything.
Yes.
Every song today sung was just striking my heart.
Yes.
And thinking, Lord, what you've done.
Amen.
In spite of everything I thought, everything I think, everything I dreamed about or didn't dream about, you know, everything the devil had to throw at it, he abides faithful.
Yes,
and, you know, this is so real. And to get back to where the word's at, I'll tell anybody can stay away from where the word's at. Because that's what settles me every single time. You get out here and it ain't long, you get your head turned on backwards and you're upset about this and that and you're thinking this and that. Get back to where the word's at. You know, brother, that fella.
brother Hicks.
There I go, saying something stupid.
AJ,
but anyway,
AJ.
Brother Hicks, you know, I so know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you get quiet,
mm-hmm.
that's when he speaks. You know,
yes,
got plenty of scripture on that. You know,
right.
Still small voice,
yes, sir. Yes.
is when he comes. And I so thank him for that.
Yes.
You know, there was a time he waked me up at night, you know, and I was working all the time. And I said something stupid. I said, leave me alone for a while. And he did. And I think, Lord, I'll never say that again. You talk to me all you want.
Right.
I'll be ready to hear you.
Amen.
I don't care how sleepy I am. I don't care what's going on. I said, Lord, you talk to me. Every time you get a chance, you know. And I see the spirits of the age, you know. Women don't want to listen to their husbands, you know. Nobody wants leadership. Nobody wants headship. Nobody wants to be told what to do, you know. You're people's right. Rights, amen. Every way you turn. Amen. And I say, Lord, you just talk to me. It's all I need. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Coming up here, Tina. Come on up here.
I'm glad to be here in person. You know, y'all don't know what this means. Thank you, Sister Michelle, for what you said. Anything that I have or have done is because of this message. It's because of what's in me. You know, I want to be a light. You know, people told us that, you know, but inside of the inside, I get down. There was times I got down, you know, they would tell me he wasn't going to make it. You know, and I'm human. But then on the inside of the inside, amen. I was like, you know what? You're not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere until you're ready for him. So I'm glad to be here in person, you know, and just to say that, you know, I'm proud of this word. You know, this live stream, y'all don't understand. It's been a lifeline. Many times in the hospital, I would be listening. You know, I'd hear Brother Jeremiah say, you know, finish the race.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, I'm going to finish this race.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, Brother James, we enjoy you. You know, I'll cry right along with you. You know, I love you, Brother Moore. We're just, you know, yes. I just love this body. I just love what I have. Y'all, you know, love my husband. Sister Michelle was right. I don't know what I'd done without him.
Right.
Just, you know, keeping the home front going. Like, yeah. Just keep telling me, Tina, we got this. Yeah, I'm proud of Trevor. I'm proud of my daughter. She's not here, but she's married to a sweet man. I'm proud of her. God has blessed me, and I just want to praise God for being here.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Tina. I'm going to sing one last song called God in My Present. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. Amen. We'll sing that, get Pastor Moore up. I was reminded in a text the other day that this has been 7 years for me preaching, and thought about that as we're looking forward to Pastor Moore going, and I was just thinking about that when they were all coming to pray for him. I remember that's what the brothers did. They came and prayed for me, and I thought, you know, if I preached anything good in the last 7 years, it was his. He's the reason for it. Anything bad, it was me, and I'll take that, no problem. And I'm looking forward to him going over to the Philippines because what we get is what we have is amazing. You know, it's life changing, it's freeing, and you know that man's got it. You know, one of his prayers was that, you know, I don't want Brother Childers to leave here doubting that we don't have it. And one of his last messages Brother Childers got to preach to him was, you know, you got it. You know, he's brother, even Pastor Moore said, you know, Brother Childers said, I'm right there with you. And Pastor Moore's like, you know, I got it. And we've got the benefit of what he gave to him. And, you know, so I'm appreciative of it. I'm looking forward to whatever God's going to do. I know he's going to go to the Philippines and represent us well. And we're excited about that. I know we got Brother Tony preaching today, but I wanted to take a minute to say thank God for a pastor that's led me through. Yeah. Whether it was the last 7 years, last 20 years, last 40 years, you can go back and he's been the same. So let's sing this, God of my present.
Amen.
God of my presence, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord. And I'm confident
that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains. So I believe, hallelujah. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains. You are the Alpha. You are the Alpha and Omega. You're in the middle. You hold it all together. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're in the middle. You hold it all together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains. God of my presence, hallelujah. God of my presence. God of my future.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You hold it all together. God of my presence. God of my future. You write my story. You hold it all. So I believe, so I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord. And I'm confident that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains. You are the Alpha. You are the Alpha and you're Omega. You're in the middle. You hold it all together. You are Alpha. You are the Alpha. You are Omega. You're in the middle. You hold. So I believe. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord. And I'm confident that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains. So I believe. Heavenly Father, I believe. I believe, Lord, I believe you hold it all together. When things come our way and we don't know which way to turn, we turn to you. And Lord, in the middle of our trials, in the middle of our tribulations and troubles, Lord, we find you right there in the middle. Because you told us in your word, you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It doesn't matter what people think.
It doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't even matter what I feel. I know you're in the middle of my life. And I know that all things work together for my good. Because I am the one who loved God. And I have been called according to your word. So no matter what comes my way, no matter what winds blow, no matter what storms come, on the good days, you're there. On the not so good days, you're there. And Lord, to be able to come back to the house and just give you thanks. To be able to say thank you for what you've given me. Oh, it's such a privilege. People don't know what they're missing when they don't come back to your house. They don't know what they're missing when they don't have the rest that the bride has, knowing that you've got it all, that you're in the middle of everything. We're thankful for this time this morning. Thank you for this Easter season. Thank you for dying on the cross, but more so, thank you for resurrecting this Easter morning. And Father, what a great sunrise that was. And what a great sunrise this is. For this bride is standing on her feet today. She knows what it is, and there is nothing keeping us from the rapture. It's all just in your timing. That's all we're waiting on. We're not waiting to add anything else, to fix anything else. But Lord, you have come down here and made yourself one with your bride. And now she knows what it is.
Amen.
Thank you for this opportunity this morning to come and share amongst each other what you've done for us. Thank you for this body. Thank you for all that you've done to support through this body, this word. Lord, we ask you to bless Tony as he ministers today. Lord, he travels all over the world and he goes to different places. And Lord, to come to this place here in Fairborn, out of all the places in the world, people don't even know it even exists. But he takes time out of his schedule to come and spend a little time with us. And Lord, we want to thank you for that. Have your way with the service today. Lord, we know you're moving. We see you moving. We feel you in our presence. We know you're here today. And Father, we ask you to take the service and use it for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be able to celebrate the resurrection. Now, where y'all going, musicians? I didn't tell y'all to sit down. See, they thought they knew the service. I think we're going to sing something when we get Tony out here. But it's good to be here. And it's good to be able to see y'all smiling faces. Now, Brother Doug and I, we got work to do. And we're going to be checking in today. And Sister Renee, God bless her, she's going to drive Doug up here 3 so in the morning, get to my house early, and get us to the airport. So I appreciate that, sis. I know you want to hold on to him as long as you can. And so I appreciate her doing that. And I really appreciate Brother Doug going. And I'm going to depend on him. And we got a lot to do, but, you know, God knows what he's doing. This is the first trip I'm taking, and not alone, but with no other minister. So Doug's job is going to make sure that I don't get too carried away in the first service. So I have a voice for the 7th or 8th ones, whatever services. I'll have to do that. And I've been over in the Philippines and lost my voice over there before. And it is a horrible thing to lose your voice, because then you can't say a word and you have so much to say, but you can't say a word and you're just stuck. And at the time we had 4 or 5 preachers with us, so that didn't stop the services. So this time, this is going to be a different trip for me, being the only minister going. So pray that my voice holds up and pray that I use wisdom and stay settled down. Don't get too excited, because I get excited about this thing. It excites me. You think after 40 years you wouldn't be excited, but I'm more excited now than I've ever been. And it means more to me now than it's ever meant. And to know what we know, we know more now than we knew when we first went to the Philippines. And so I'm excited to go and to share. And it's going to be an interesting trip. And I'm not much on talking about things. So that's probably why Doug's going, because I come back and I say, well, I went to the Philippines and I'm back now. Let's move on to the next thing. But everybody else usually tells the details. I'm not much of a detail type person in talking. But you just pray for us. We'll have a good trip. And it's good to have. It was good services last night. I enjoyed that. You know, Brother Tony said something that got my mind thinking. He was talking about those two donkeys. And he talked about, and I don't know whether he was just cutting to not finish, but I was sitting there thinking. I said, you know, the first one was a mother. And they had her on a rope. The second one was a colt. And he didn't have a rope. And I was thinking, no wonder Jesus said on him. Because he was a type of him. He willingly walked up that hill. You didn't have to tie him up. You didn't have to make him do it. He just walks freely up that hill. And that's why Jesus said, I'm riding him. You know, that's representing me. Because it was Jesus' free will to walk up that hill. And it wasn't a woman. It was the Son of Man. Amen. And he was a colt that was never ridden, never touched.
True.
Virgin colt. And Jesus rode on. Now, just think about that. He got on a colt that had never been ridden. I've been on horses that have been ridden. I've been bucked. I've been knocked around. And you don't just get on a horse and ride. And a colt, you don't just get on a colt and ride. My grandfather had bought us some Shetland ponies, and they were little bitty things, and they had to be broke in. You have to break a horse in to ride them. You just think about it. Jesus said, go get him and bring him, and he brought him, and he willingly gave.
Amen.
He willingly allowed Jesus to sit on him and ride and walk without a rope.
Amen.
Not forced. I just didn't think about that when he was talking about it last night. He was talking about those two horses. That's a message in itself. Willingly giving of himself. That's the way we should be. We should willingly give of ourselves. Not being forced, not having to be bridled and haltered and saddled. Just willingly. Lord, whatever you want in my life, I'll give it to you. That's what we want to have. Amen. So we're going to get Brother Tony up. And now, right after service, we have dinner. So just keep that in mind. I appreciate Kentucky coming up and y'all coming and representing and spending a good time with us and good to share. And Trevor, you're my guy. You know that. I actually, you know, y'all may not know this, but I dedicated him and his sister. And when they were little newborns, we've been praying for them from day one. And so I appreciate all that God's done for him. And I want him to push. I want him to stand on what he said last night. I want him not to listen to Satan's lies, because Satan will lie to you. Oh, he'll lie to you right away. But don't listen to those lies. Look what God has done. And if he can do that, he can do the rest. And so just hang in there, Trevor. And Tina, you know, you got it. You're all right. She says I'm mean to her, but I have to be. She'll call me and want me to, you know, buddy up and just, you know, pat her. And I understand. I'm a softy. You're laughing too loud, Tina. You laugh too loud. You know. But I know what she needed, you know. A lot of times you want to pet when you should spank, and you don't want to spank when you should pet. You know. Now see, she's getting some petting today, and it's good. I appreciate it. She knows I love her. I've known her, Tina, since she was a little girl, and she's always followed me around. Her and her brother asking me questions and. I couldn't get away from them. Every time I went down to that church in Kentucky, they followed me around talking. So I really appreciate them all. So we're going to sing a song. I don't even know. Let's sing something. And I think it'd be only fitting to sing something. Get Brother Tony up. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen.
That's a good one. And it's good because it's only one family. Now the church, the Baptist church next block on Stewart, had invited us over for dinner Friday, and we didn't get to go. I took Tony out to eat, and I already had plans. And this morning, on your behalf, we dropped a donation off at the church. And I walked up the steps, and I don't know who it was, the pastor or deacon, somebody opened the door. It was like us. They got their Brother Lockett. I walked up the steps, and the door come open, and here comes this person. I guess it was a deacon. And he came out, and I told him who I was. And he said, yeah, we've been to your church. And so I handed him the money. I said, this is a donation for the food for Friday. So we might get invited back to another meal. And so I hope we do, because, you know, it's about getting out and fellowshipping. And you say, well, you're not my denomination. I'm not any denomination, so I'll fellowship with anybody. It's a family of God. That's what it's about. It's about the family of God. People get stuck on their creeds and dogmas or their little pet peeve doctrines, and they won't fellowship and won't have anything to do with each other. That's not God. Amen. That's man. It's a one family. And where you fall in that family, only God knows. You know, they're next street over, Baptist denomination, but you know God sees them. You say, how do you know God sees them? Because you see them. God has no eyes but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. If God's going to give them a donation, he's going to walk over there with you. So it's one family. And you say, well, they need to know this. Just leave them alone. Leave them where they're at. Because if God wants them in the message, he's the only revealer anyway. And if God wants them in it, he'll get them in here. The biggest testimony you can have to them is doing what you're doing right now. Amen. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. I am joined with Jesus as we travel this side, for I'm a part of the family. Brother Tony, come out of there. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed by the fountain and cleansed by his blood. I'm joined with Jesus as we travel. Part of the family of God. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed by the fountain. As we travel.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to be part of the God's family this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are so glad to be part of God's family by the grace of God. Amen. God bless this morning. You can be seated. I want to wish you a wonderful, happy Resurrection Morning this morning. Turn to your neighbor and shake their hands and wish them happy Resurrection Morning this morning. God bless you. We thank God for your presence here this morning. And we also thank God for his presence among us today. We thank God for the service last night. And we are here again this morning to do our part in this great ministry of God in these last days. I want to thank you for having me here. I hardly had any sleep last night. I was having some issue with my iPad. I told Pastor, I said, Pastor Nate, My app is not taking charge, but I know it's the devil just trying to harass me, but I know I don't care. We still preach anyway by his grace.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for having me here, Pastor Nate, for your kindness to me. We pray that God grant him assist to Philippines tomorrow with our brother that's traveling with him. Amen. If you have a Bible, do quickly. Before this power runs off on me, let's read, amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's wrap our feet as we read together from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 6. Let's stand together if you don't mind. I think by now you should understand my accent a little bit, right? God bless you, I appreciate that. May we bow our heads this morning. I want to thank Sister Clarice for having me in the house, taking care of us like an angel of God. May God bless. How many appreciate Sister God bless. Thank you, mate. Amen. How many of us appreciate Pastor Nate? Let me have you. Praise the Lord. May God bless them this morning and always. Matthew 28, verses 1 to 6. And we're going to bow our head for a prayer quickly. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your presence among us this morning. We bless your holy name for bringing us here last night to share the bread of life. And here we are again today, Lord. We know we're in a great battle front, Lord. But we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And we thank this day, Lord, as he remember what he did for us at Calvary. Bring to us the grace of God, Father, dying on the cross for our sins, died and buried, and third day came out of the grave victorious. Bless us this morning once again, O Lord, and grant your people's desire this morning. In Jesus Christ, and we prayed. Amen. Matthew 28, verse 1 to 6. I'm going to read three scriptures. First, let's read from Matthew 28, 1 to 6. Saying, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre.
Yeah.
And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Isn't that something? 3, his countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him that the keepers did shake and became as dead men. 5, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord laid. Hallelujah. There he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is risen. I like that song that was singing. He is Lord.
Uh-huh.
He is Lord.
Yes, he is.
He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
He is risen this morning. He's risen forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Bible says he rose again for our justification.
Yes.
Amen. He's not dead. He's alive forevermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. Now, I want to preach to you this morning on the grace of God. That's what resurrection meant for us. Is death and burial and resurrection means grace for the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn to Revelation chapter 1 right quickly before we... I'm trying to make sure we are done before this iPad runs out. Revelation 1, verse 4 and 5. Then I'm going to read also from Zechariah. It said, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, have your seat. God bless you. You know, have your seat this morning. You can sit, be seated. God bless you. I know the devil trying to put me under pressure this morning because of the iPad has not been taking charge, but I'm going to be okay.
Yes,
Pastor Nate, you're going to be okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. The grace of God this morning. Hallelujah. Paul said, by grace are you saved.
Amen.
And that not of your own.
Amen.
It is the gift of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Remember, God bless you, Andrew. Good to see you. God bless you both. I'm happy to see you. You know that Brother Brown had an experience in August of 1960, August 25, 1960, where when God told him his new ministry is coming to effect. Hallelujah. And he went to in Indiana, he went to hunt Brother Jeremiah. And when he got to the spot where he was going to hunt the squirrel, he says, you know, he told his church, do you remember where I spoke to his existence? They said, yes. Say, so I went to that spot again to hunt. And while he was there, he said the mosquito was biting him so hard. It was a mosquito-infested area. And he said, this mosquito will not bother me until I finish hunting it today. And that only come to pass like that. The power of the spoken word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then the angel said, you want to hunt squirrel today? Yes. He said, see how many do you want today? He said, the same that I had last time. Hallelujah. You know the story. And God gave him this squirrel. He actually spoke the screen to existence. You know that story, right?
Yes.
Then after that, he said they saw, he looked in the sky and they saw three rainbows. Brother Praveen, he saw three rainbows falling from the sky and coming to one like a funnel, lively. And he said that he walked, Brother Jay, towards the rainbow and a voice said, stop right there. And a voice spoke from there that Jesus, a God of the Old Testament, is Jesus of the New.
Right.
He only changed his mask to become man.
Right. Okay.
He said, Brother Branson, I said, thank you, Lord, that all these years of my ministry have not been in vain. I've always preached that there's no Trinity. He is the Father, He is the Son, and He is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
God in three manifestations of offices.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
So how am I hardly rejoiced to see rainbow, which means covenant. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
And that well, and that's us this morning. We are the covenant people this morning.
Amen.
By the grace of God.
Amen.
On that note, let's turn to Zechariah chapter 4 this morning quickly. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. I'm going to try my best, if the Lord help me this morning, to say a few words and we'll close. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is waking out of his sleep. And said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked. And behold, a candlestick all of gold. I forgot to give you that candlestick, Brother Praveen, but they'll follow me up. And behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and the seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. 3. And two olive trees by it, which the Bible said those two olive trees represent Moses and Elijah. Amen. It is also said they represent the Old and New Testament. And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spoke to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen? Amen. Then he said, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace, grace unto thee. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Yes, sir. Who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Now, what is mountain? Mountain represents hindrance. And that's what the angel of Lord talked around at Greenspan when it was commissioned in 1946. He said, nothing shall stand before your prayers, not even cancer. No man is going to stand before you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still with me this morning?
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. See, are you still there this morning?
All right.
I'm going to say a few things that the apostle has said. So, do you see? The message would not come by some great might or powers, but by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and it shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace, grace unto it.
Yeah.
Grace, grace unto it.
Amen.
And the apostle said, we are all acquainted with this scripture that reads the Bible. We know that this was during the time of the preparation of the restoration of the temple. And Zerubbabel was a great prince among the people who had laid the foundation of the building now. So now, I want you to put on your spiritual thinking and on a jacket this morning as we think. And this great prince had determined to rebuild the house of the Lord. And then when he did, he had laid the foundation stone. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. And as we read on further, we find that God said, Zerubbabel had laid the foundation with his hand. He also shall bring forth the headstone. See, remember, what our prophet was talking about here, when we preached on the 70th of Daniel, he said that temple was built in troublous time, right? He said they have to build with missing one hand and sword on the other hand.
Right.
They will cut the enemy and fight about and keep on laying doing the work.
Amen.
Amen. But see, hallelujah, that's hallelujah, somebody. Yeah, but then the angel said, Zerubbabel has brought the foundation, he also bring the headstone. Hallelujah. As we read further, we find that God says, Zerubbabel has laid the foundation with his hand. He also, my iPad is dying, but that's fine. He also shall bring forth the headstone. So I want you to know, notice, he never said he shall bring forth the cornerstone, which Jesus is the cornerstone. He is also the headstone.
Amen.
Remember in Ephesians 2, he said, ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with saints, hallelujah, and are built upon what? The foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus for himself being the chief corner, because anybody can build a straight wall,
right,
but take a master builder to build the cornerstone.
Amen.
And brother, saying this lad, God is not building a straight wall.
Right.
That's why that's what they miss in the world today. Well, in this day, God turned a corner.
Yes.
Through a prophet ministry, hallelujah.
Amen.
But he's the cornerstone, and he's also a headstone.
Right.
And up on the wall, you can see your American dollar bill there.
Right.
God said, Barak said, God made America to testify that God needs last day sent an eagle, a prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In that, so we're talking about the pyramid, and we're talking about the pyramid of Egypt, which was built by Enoch. So remember that pyramid has no capstone on it. Which is the captain is Christ, the Christ, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when he came last time, he was rejected.
Right.
Yes. The Bible says he came to his own,
yes,
and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to be sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in this day, he said, God testified that the headstone, the captain returned in these last days. He said, the American government to testify that to that in this last day, the headstone returned back to the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there it is. Bring out the dollar bill, brother Praveen. The dollar bill, $1 bill. See there, right? Your dollar bill, right there to the left. You see
right.
The pyramid with the capstone on it. Now the next picture. The next one, please. And there, no, the next one. Keep going. The one that just gave me, and the dollar bill. The one that had the capstone. Okay, that's good. But then the other American dollar bill. You see the headstone there, the capstone, with their eye in it. And the eye in the Bible means a seer, a prophet. That in these last days, God is going to return the casting through a seer's ministry. Are you still with me this morning? Yeah, brother. And we know that scripture said that Jesus is the cornerstone, chief cornerstone, and he's also the headstone. Right. Now, if we will think for a few minutes that the seventh church messenger was to restore the faith of the children back to the fathers. Right. In other words, rebuild the church again under the power of the Spirit. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. Not by organization, not by denomination, but the Holy Spirit. Right. God will bring forth the church in the last days. Amen. Amen. And this Zerubbabel is top of the seven church messenger. I'm going to calm down a bit. My appetite is dying, but I'm going to be okay. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Are you still there this morning? Yeah. And they were talking about the pyramid. You said that pyramid of Egypt was so built up perfectly without anything that we have today. That the stones were so laid together perfectly, right, that a razor blade cannot even go in between. And no cement was used to put them together. Amen. He said, that's how the body of Christ should be. Because, joined together. He said, that's where the body of Jesus Christ should be. So caught by the Holy Spirit, by God's great instrument and tool, that we'll be joined as one person. Say, we are not divided, are we?
No.
Say, we should be one person. And it goes to show that no machines can do that way. Amen. It takes God to do that.
Amen.
No mechanics of organization, no lodge. None of these things can ever do it. As good as their intentions are, they can never do it. Because it takes God to do this, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to talk about grace there. He said grace is old. Are you still with me this morning? Well done. He said grace is old. So even back in the Garden of Eden, God bless my brother. Good to see you. Back in the Garden of Eden, he said grace was there. When Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, he said grace was there. Man fell by turning against God, by disobedience to his word. Hallelujah. And when Eve ate the fruit, God did not see anything. But when Adam ate the fruit, then God came down. Because Adam was in the image of God. God is not a woman. God is a man. Are you with somebody? Eve was part of Adam. My Bible said in Corinthians, woman is the glory of man. Hallelujah. So when Eve ate the fruit, God did not come down. But when Adam came to eat the fruit, then God came down and said, Adam, where art thou? But Pastor, like he didn't know where he was. He knew where he was. Because he's omniscient. He knows all things. But God wants Adam to know that where he was. So Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, I'm here. What happened to you? And Adam began to blame God. God said, do you eat the fruit that I teach you? You shouldn't eat? Well, the woman which thou gavest me. I didn't ask for a woman. You gave me the woman.
Right.
Gave me the fruit and I ate it, Brother Jeremiah. He was blaming God.
Amen.
Isn't that how we are today, people of God?
Oh, yeah.
We love to pass the buck, blame somebody for our mistakes.
Amen.
But the Brian says, this of the hour is to admit that we are wrong when we are wrong.
Amen.
Don't blame the other guy for your mistake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that grace is old. Grace is as old as the world is. Grace was first shown in the human race when we had a beginning of the human race. When the human race was first created in the Garden of Eden. On that dark morning, when that little woman that stepped across the separating line and had gone against God's commandments and enticed her husband to do the same thing. Then the law was broken. The law must have a penalty, or it isn't law, no law. And that law was, the day you eat thereof, that day you shall die.
Right.
Amen, number somebody.
Amen.
And Professor, remember the first judgment seat was upon the earth, right? And it was in the Garden of Eden, and the last judgment seat will be on the earth here. The white throne judgment is going to be on this earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when Jehovah came down, I could imagine there wasn't even a star to shine. It was so dark in that light little garden that once was, because sin had blotted it out and had taken the light from among them. So that's what the matter with the church today. That's what the matter with the people today. Sin has blotted out the light of the living God. That's what the matter in America today. Sin has blotted out the light of the living God. Amen. To show that Christ still is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he lives to save to the uttermost and to heal to the lowest sick person. Hallelujah. Oh, how it was terrible that morning. Darkness hanging in the garden. I imagine fog of black sackcloth. I imagine every leaf never moved. There was no wind stirring. It was darkness and terrible because sin had blotted out. Amen. And there comes Jehovah down. There comes Jehovah down like a roar of thunder, walking through the garden crying, "Adam, Adam, where art thou?" That's when Adam realized that he was naked and had sinned before God. He hid himself and tried to make himself a religion, but it didn't work. He took a leaf and covered his nakedness. Because before then, they didn't know they were naked. Hallelujah. I remember a preacher came to Nigeria one day. He said, Brother Tony, when we go back to God, to heaven, we're going to be naked. I said, brother, that's not the message. He said, but Adam was naked. I said, brother, stop right there. I said, Brother Brian said, back then they were holy veil. Right. They didn't know what they are naked. They didn't know what that thing was meant for. Right. Somebody show them. Right. That old devil. I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'm sorry, forgive me. And they make a religion with the fig leaf.
Right.
And brother, that won't help you. No. Say, God killed some sheep to take the sins and show that something had to die to cover sin.
Amen.
And it said, John and Chow will never cover sin. No dry eye confession will ever cover sin. It takes sorrow and repentance and the grace of God to cover sin.
Amen.
For the blood of Jesus Christ, the one that God killed at Calvary to cover sin. Hallelujah!
Amen.
After Adam and Eve fell, and God took that lamb and killed it. What was he talking about? Talking about Calvary.
Right.
That lamb was talking about Calvary today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it was called there. Because God is holy, he cannot tolerate sin.
Right.
So there stood this couple standing condemned. There will be no more human race. They had to die. Death on the human race. And give the world back to wild beasts. And there will be no human race. But in that darkest hour, in that time when all hope was gone, grace came pouring through.
Amen.
He said, I will give you a savior, a messiah. Oh, it's a wonder how God could ever do it. God's amazing grace in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
That gave them the promise of a just one who could come through the woman. The woman's seed shall bruise the serpent's head, he said. The guilty one. And oh my. And his head shall bruise her heel to show there will be an affliction of the church. But he promised a triumph. What a savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
But God provided, my iPad is shut now, but I'm going to keep going on. Just bear with me this morning. I'm going to be able to read some quote, but that's fine. But we remember, people of God, that there God promised a Messiah. And hallelujah, by killing that little animal. Take his skin to cover them up, their nakedness up. Hallelujah. Are you still with me this morning?
Amen.
So now, my Christian friend, on these tapes, here that have been made, oh my, my iPad is almost gone on me. Hallelujah. Are you still with me this morning?
Amen.
The devil just trying to make me nervous. That's fine. I'm going to be okay.
Amen.
But right then, God of Eden, grace was present, people of God. That's okay. The Holy Ghost is here. If it's shut down, the Holy Ghost ain't shutting down. Amen, somebody. Grace was there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Brown said, when God called Noah, he said, grace called Noah. We read last night.
Right.
The Bible said, grace found favor in the sight of God.
Right.
Isn't that no? That's true, right?
Amen.
What called Noah? Grace. Was he a righteous man? No.
Right.
But grace called Noah.
Amen.
And what about Abraham? Abraham was an idol worshiper. He's not better than you and I.
Amen.
Was a heathen from the Chaldean city of Ur.
Right.
Was worshiping idols with the father and mother. And God called him from nowhere. Said, Abraham, that back then, come and leave thy father and my mother, and I'm going to send to a land flowing with milk and honey, and I'll bless you, you'll see that like the start of heaven. What did that to Abraham? Grace. Amen. After some time, after Abraham has left his people, father and mother, and was living in the wilderness. Hallelujah! Excuse me. And one day, under the oak tree, there come three angels. And one of them was God himself, Elohim himself. Right. And the prophet said, how did he do it? The great Melchizedek came and made a little 16 element body and stepped into it. Right. And said, Gabriel, come here. Make some arm. You step to that. Uriah, come here. And the three of them went. All right. Went and visited Abraham, his servant. And Abraham said to them, come and say, my Lord, you can tell this is my Lord, right? The one that has been talking to me. He knew by revelation. Hallelujah. You know, he ain't no three persons. So that's my God there. I know him. My Lord, he said, not my Lords. My Lord, he said, hallelujah, somebody. And after he came, he said, my Lord, if I have five people in your side, please come and sit down. Let me fix you some food to eat. And then God said, okay, that's fine. And he went and sat down under the oak tree in the front of the tent. And he brought food, and God ate cow meat and drank milk. And they ate with two angels in the house of under the tent with Abraham. That's right. And while they're doing that, God said, Abraham, I'm gonna visit you according to the time of life. Remember, next year your wife is gonna be pregnant. The old grandma. Oh, actually the old great grandma. And Sarah heard that inside the tent, said me inside. She laughed in her heart, not with her mouth. But God knows all things.
Yeah.
Say, me? Am I going to have pleasure getting my husband at this age? But with God, all things are possible. Because I'm to tell you, it's not by what you are doing, it's by His grace. Amen. And the angels, then God said, why did Sarah laugh? And she said, I didn't laugh. You said you did. But Abraham said, God will have destroyed her right there. But because she was part of Abraham, He can't destroy her.
Amen.
She let her slide. Hallelujah. And because of Christ, God let you slide so many times. Many times.
Amen.
You should have been dead by now. Me, I've been dead. And but God overlooked your mistake and sin. Because we are part of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are His bride. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Are you still with me?
Amen.
I'm sorry. The grace of God reached out to Abraham and spared that woman with her lives. What about Israel? But the prophet said, the grace of God found Israel, called her as a bride. Because Israel was the Old Testament bride. Hallelujah. He said, God called her with not by what she had done, but by grace.
Amen.
But how, he said, Israel tempted God's grace by so many disobedience and stubborn head.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, so let's take yourself. I got a scripture written here down here. Hallelujah. So God called Abraham. God gave Abraham his promise, give Israel. And told them, if you will not associate with idolatry, if you will not do these things, if you will stay away from all these pagan ceremonies, if you do all these things, then I'll bring you to a good land. I will take care of you. I will feed you. I will lead you. I will do these things if you do such and such. If you love me, if you keep my commandments, my statutes, my ordinances, I'll do all these things if you just do something and keep my commandments and love me.
Amen.
That's what God told Israel. He said, just like a husband taking a wife and saying, if you be a good mother, woman, if you take care of the house, if you be true to me, if you keep my clothes clean, amen. I know, I'm so forgive me. I know some men have to do their laundry and themselves, but that's okay. If you keep my clothes clean, if you have children, and if you be a mother to them, if you do these things, I will walk till my hands bleed to make you a living if you do it. But then think, what if that woman turns wrong, lives lazy, won't work, won't do nothing? Then it takes grace to keep the family together. I know in Africa, they say, you're going to have to leave now. He said, oh God, a prophet said, it takes the grace of Jehovah to keep his family together. And that's the only way we are Jehovah's family today. It's because of the grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Otherwise, we all have been gone. But it's grace. Oh, grace. Amazing grace. Amen. What about David this morning? David, king of Israel. David was sustained by the grace of God. David was a liar, Brother Dan. He was an adulterer. He was a murderer. Everything that bad he did. Yet God turned and said, David, you are the apple of my eye. What did that sister done? Grace. That man took Uriah's wife, sent her husband to the hottest part of the battle, just to snuff the life out of him, and put his wife in the family way. Huh? What a crook. I'm sorry for you. That's what he did. And then when God said, God told for Nathan, said, Nathan, look at what you have done. And the prophet came to David and said, leave long on king. Oh, my father, welcome. Like he ain't done nothing wrong. That's you and I. We can pretend, people. I'm so, forgive me. Brother, I've seen brothers and sisters, husband and wife, come to church on Sunday morning, Brother Jeremiah, driving in the car. They wouldn't talk to one another in the car. Honey, I don't want to talk to you. Come to church. When they get to the parking lot, they will hold hands. God bless Pastor Nate. Aren't you happy? Yeah, you're happy. You are happy, truly. We can pretend a lot. We're only here by God's word today, people of God. Not by our righteousness, not by how good we are, but by the grace and mercy of Jehovah God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. How many times we have tempted God's patience, people of God? No wonder Paul said, by grace are you saved. And that not of your own, it is the gift of God.
Amen.
Oh my heart. Just my jamming time would have been dead.
Right.
Oscar, sin has penalty. God is holy. You see, cross his word, you're gonna pay for that.
Right.
But his grace keeping us. You know how many times you've been on that computer watching the pornography? You should have been dead, man. But you know what? God knows you're human. David said he knows that I'm afraid that we're human. Yes, I know, honest. I've been there. I've been a human before myself. I'll let you slide. What is that? The grace of God this morning.
Right.
So we are not saved by our righteousness, not by works. But our prayer says, grace is what saves you, brother. Grace is what saves you. Works is what you do as an appreciation. Then inward work of grace has been done in your life.
Amen.
You cannot buy grace.
No.
You cannot buy your credit card. Your credit card won't help you.
No.
God does not sell grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grace is free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I always said about that. So this journey to the promised land, I had nothing to do with it. He started it. He finished it.
That's right.
I always say, Pastor Brother Jeremiah, that I ain't the one holding his hand. He's the one holding my hands.
That's right.
You sing that song. Jesus, hold my hands.
Right.
I need you, Olivia. I ain't the one holding his hands. He's the one holding my hands.
Right.
I hold his hand, and I've dropped that hand too many times.
Amen.
But you keep holding me.
Amen.
You ain't going nowhere, son.
Amen.
That's what you do to you.
Yeah.
That's why you fall, you will rise again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is my Bible said, the righteous fall how many times? Seven times, and he rises seven times.
Right.
If God has to drag you to the rapture, he'll drag you to the rapture. That's called grace, people of God. That's not your own ability. It's not your faith, but grace of God in your life.
Amen.
And that's why today we live our lives like we already made it. We're already in rapture. Rapture is already in the process right now.
Right.
I know what? And I'll be there. And you'll be there also. Hallelujah. We sing a song. We'll have another fellowship in heaven. I will be there. You will be there. We'll have another fellowship in heaven. I will be there. You will be there. But Ron said, death does not change who you are. It only changes your place of abode. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, that's why if you're a Christian here or not, you're going to be a Christian over there.
Amen.
But if you're a liar, you're going to be a liar in hell. Death don't change who you are.
Right.
It only change your place of abode. If you're a Christian, true Christian here or not, and come to church regularly and worship God, that's what you're going to be doing here, over there.
Amen.
That's why I tell people, come to church. come get your head straightened out.
Amen.
Corideas, there's nothing out there. Nothing there but misery.
Amen.
Battle of the mind. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Come here and hear the gospel preach to you, people of God. God loves you. He's saved by his grace. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Just think this morning, people of God. If not for that grace, many of us would have left our wives, left our husbands. But it's grace that's holding us together.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
You love the Lord this morning?
Yes,
I'm not, my iPad's almost gone, but I'm almost done. Are you serious with me this morning?
Amen.
Yes, I'm almost done. Just bear with me. The grace of God. By grace are you saved. When Christ died on the cross of Calvary, that's what he was doing.
Right.
Trying to bring his grace to the people of God.
Amen.
Just in these last days, that God sent us a seer, a prophet of God, in these last days. With the message of grace. But Abraham said, this message is a message of grace. He said, but it will be turned to disgrace by some men. It's true. That's the truth.
Yes.
This message is a message of grace. Just think about it. When Abraham was preaching on marriage and divorce, in that church that day, there are hundreds of people that have been married 10 times, married and divorced 7 times. But he said, go ask you, I don't do it no more. Mm-hmm. What's that? Grace. When Paul said it should not even be allowed, they are done.
Right.
But Ron said, go and do it no more. That's what he told me on the mountain
right.
in Arizona.
That's
when
right.
when the people of Africa came down, but like funnel, say, go tell them to remain out there
right.
and don't ever do it again. Yeah. What's that? Grace of God.
Grace
Amen.
God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
By grace are we saved, people of God.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody, are you still with me this morning?
Amen.
Look at David. I was talking about David a while ago. After he has killed that man in the battle of front and took his wife, impregnated his wife, and went to hide like nobody knows what he did. Yes, God does. You cannot hide from God. He knows where you are this morning.
Amen.
And the prophet Nathan came and said, sir, king, live long, O king. I said, that's a man. I got a story. Oh, Brother David said, I love stories. He said, there was a man, a rich man that had many sheep.
Right.
And one, there's a one poor man that had just one sheep. And one day, this rich man has some guests. The brother said, that's David's passion. He's lost in his body. So one day, this man has a guest. And he went to take the only sheep of this poor man to entertain his guests. David said, here in my kingdom, that man must die. He must die. But the brother said, David used his own mouth to bring his own judgment.
Amen.
Oh, how we try to do that sometimes. We pass our own judgment with our tongue.
Uh-huh.
That's what Abraham said. You should watch what you say with your tongue.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Don't be quick in spiritual matters. Don't be quick with your tongue. Hold your
Amen.
Tongue back, people of God. Because
right.
there's power in your tongue. My Bible says, but then the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Right.
Always say good things to yourself. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
He said he must die. But the prophet said, God should have killed him right there. But the man, the prophet said, stepped in the gap, said, no, you're not going to die. You're that man.
Yeah, right.
What have I done? He said, you have 1,000 wives plus your concubines. You didn't take any of them. You went to take Uriah's only wife. Man was not even a Jew. It was a Gentile, a proselyte. Oh, David said, I'm sorry. I did. That's one thing about David that God loved about David.
Yeah.
He repents quickly.
Yes,
amen.
You need to call you. I'm sorry. I'm guilty. I'm guilty.
Amen.
That should be you and I this morning.
Amen.
When you know you're wrong, say, Lord, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
Amen.
Please, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, Lord. And when you do that, when you say, God, I'm sorry. I'm guilty. That's it. That's the end. That's it right there.
That's right.
That ends it.
Amen.
He said, right there, God put that sin in the sea of his forgetfulness.
Amen.
Never to remember it no more. Amen. Learn to repent. Admit you're wrong. Amen, somebody. Say, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord.
Amen.
No, people, I'm closing. God is not like human beings. When you say, Lord, I'm sorry, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's right.
He forgives and forgets.
Right.
If you offend me or offend Pastor Nate or anybody here, Jeremiah, Borje, they will forgive you. You might not forget because we still have this computer here. But he forgets.
Yeah.
You know, one.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
You know, one time, Brother Brown was in Canada. I told that story last Thursday night. And Brother Peregrine was with him. And this red Indian lady was sick of cancer. And Brother Branham prayed for her, and she was healed of that cancer. Remember, that woman was the mother of Oscar. Remember the guy that lost his horse? Remember that story? And Brother Branham saw his horse in the source, not in the vision. That woman had cancer, and Brother Branham prayed for her, and she was healed. And this man also had a daughter. And that daughter lives in town. She was a city girl. After the mother was healed, Brother Branham called her. I said, come in here. He said, yes, sister. So what's your plan? What's your next plan for your life? She said, Brother Branham, I want to go back to college, get me a nice job, and find me a good husband. Brother Branham said, that's good. Brother Branham said, don't go to college. No college. You stay here and take care of your mother. And God will send you a good husband. And that's exactly how it happened. God sent that sister a good husband. Not only a husband, he sent her a minister of the gospel. A message. But Brother Peregrine happened to be around when Brother Brown was talking to her. And Brother Brown knew that she has not been living right in the city. And Brother Peregrine said, Brother Brown, but what about the pastor of this sister? Brother Brown said, what has been put under the blood, God don't even show his prophets.
Amen.
When you tell God, I'm sorry, he's gone.
Amen.
So learn to tell God you're sorry. Amen. And make your sins right. You know what my Bible says? He that covereth his sin shall never prosper. Right?
Right?
But he that confesseth his sin and forsake them shall what? Receive mercy. Right?
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. The grace of God this morning, people of God. Are you still with me this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna close in a few minutes. I'm almost done here. By grace are you saved. Not about how good you are. Like you told us last night, God saved you for a purpose. God has a plan for your life. God doesn't play pool or gamble. No, sir. He knows who you are before you are even born. You know, but the man said, that's election. Before a child is born, but our prophet said, God knew what that child is going to be. Whether it's going to be male or female. Now today we have scan machine. They scan the pregnancy. Oh, it's going to be a boy. That's just recent. But right before the world began, God knew all about that child. He said, whether that child is going to be black-headed, blonde-headed, or brown-headed, he knows all that. Whether it's going to be male or female, he knows that. So God saw you way back. That you're coming before you're even born to this world. When you're still in the land of your great, great, great grandfather, he saw you coming. But Abraham said, before the world began, God already had his own family album. You having somebody?
Amen.
Pastor, I'm not even using this anymore, my backup. It's too late for that. But God had his family album, Andrea, and God is your picture there at your best.
Yeah.
You know when you're falling? For missing church? No. At your best.
Amen.
That's what God had out here.
Amen.
So God don't care about all that happened on the journey. He care about when you're at your best.
Okay.
When you're on fire for God. That's what you had there in his heart.
Amen.
Aren't you glad this one that God loves you?
Amen.
I love that song. Jesus loved me. This I know. How do you know? For the Bible tells us so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he's strong this morning.
Right.
I don't care how weak you are. He is strong this morning for you.
Amen.
He will stand in the gap for you this morning, people of God.
Amen.
That's what resurrection is all about. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're running down before this one shut down, finally. It's almost done. That's why it's defeated already. Our brother says, sovereign grace is from the sovereign one. Sovereign grace from a sovereign one. Sovereign. What can he do? Sovereign can do whatever he wants to.
Right.
Listen to this now. Says sovereign grace can only be given by one that's sovereign. And God is sovereign.
Amen.
So he can give sovereign grace. Therefore, being sovereign, grace don't have to ask anybody.
Amen.
You don't have to. He does what he wants to. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
You don't have to ask, can I do that? Or shall I do this?
Yes.
Or can I? Must I? Will I? Doesn't have to do that. He does it itself. Grace is sovereign. Therefore, he can say the vilest, the dirtiest, the stinkiest. He can say the worst. He can set the impurest. He can set the immoralists. He can heal the sickest. Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't care, Sister Dan, what the doctor has told you about your sickness. That to God is nothing. He can heal anybody. Hallelujah, somebody. I go to doctor for checkup, but they're in my absolute. The word's my absolute. Hallelujah, somebody. Because the doctor is limited. He is unlimited.
That's right.
What do I say about me? It's final. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By grace are you saved this morning. Amen. And that not of your own. It's a gift of God. Amen, somebody. Amen. Said so that proof, that was proved at the cross. Where there was the vilest thief. He deserved to die. Those two guys are left all their life as bandits. Armed robbers.
Right.
But the last minute, my brother, to see election. One of them, well, they're hanging on the cross. And the one said, he was not a seed of God. He was a serpent seed. Serpent seed don't respect God. You know that?
No, they don't.
And he said, I thought he said that you're a Messiah, you're a prophet. If that's the case, save thyself and save us also.
Right.
He just don't leave that cross and go and do his thing again. He does not say one word back to him. But the other one said, shut up, man, my friend. Don't you fear God?
Right.
We are paying for what we're guilty, truly.
Right.
This man ain't do nothing wrong.
Right.
And that's when, and then he said, Lord, please remember me when you go to your kingdom. And that's the first time Christ spoke, said, today,
right,
you'll be with me in paradise. Brother said, that's you and I.
Amen.
We're the thief on the cross.
Yep.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
By grace are you saved.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. He said, think of it. Love and grace is sisters. That's what the Bible said, my brother Jay. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He said, love and grace are twin sisters. Cannot have love without grace. Cannot have grace without love. Amen. We are saved by the love of God. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You can't have grace without having love. They are twin sisters. Exactly right. Before you can have grace, you have to have love.
Right.
Before you can actually show somebody a favor, you love them, right or wrong. You have to love them anyhow, or you can, see? So love and grace is the same thing. They are just twin sisters. That's all. Love and grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can't see one without the other.
Right.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He shed his grace and brought it in our hearts through the Holy Ghost. See? That's just nothing you can do without working. That's just nothing you can do without working one with the other. Grace of God is what saved us. I like that song I was saying. Grace, God's grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace that is greater than all our sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What look at me today. In my father's house, we don't do Christianity. There was forced to be a Christian in my family. My father was a high chief, or I would call king some places. He was another worshiper, Pastor Nate. But through that family, like Abraham, God came through and saved me. What does that? Grace. And today in my family, there have been many converts in the message through my own testimony. What did it? Grace. When my father was, when I was a little boy, my father used to send for some soothsayers that predict the future. So one day, Pastor Ned, they came to our house and they told me my dad, they told something to my father. I came to my father's living room, and that man looked at me and said, sir, chief, please take care of this little boy. Because in the future, God's going to send him all over the world. In fact, let me tell you how I said it. I won't offend you by saying that. He said, God's going to send him to a white man's country. And that has come to pass to the letter.
Amen.
In your country, America, I've been in, out of 50 states, I've been 48 states out of 50. I've been all over the world preaching the gospel. Not as a Nigerian, as God's servant.
Amen.
What did that in my life? Grace.
Amen.
Look at Pastor Nate here. I don't know his background, but I know he's here by grace.
Amen.
Now he has gone around the world. He's gone again to Philippines.
Right.
Is that by what he has done? No. By grace of God.
That's it.
You become God's ambassador to the world.
Right.
Aren't you glad this morning for the grace of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
We sing that song. His grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me home. That grace brought us this far. And that grace took us all the way to the rapture.
Amen.
Loved us this morning.
Amen.
Let's stand on our feet this morning. God bless you. I love you this morning, people of God. Let's bow our head this morning and ask God for more of His grace in our lives. Before as I invite our pastor to come and close the service this morning, the grace of God, the son of the prophet, to open the word of God to us in these last days.
Amen.
If your sister will come, Sister Gladys, guys, and musicians at this time, I want to sing Amazing Grace. Brother Jay, can you please help me in that song, Amazing Grace?
Yes.
Are you
going
to play that trumpet? Okay, please, help me sing that song. Yes. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me.
Amen. Amazing Grace, how sweet.
Let's worship.
The sound that saved a
glory. Oh, praise God. 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 Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Lord Jesus, we're so thankful this morning for your amazing grace. Lord, there's not even words that we could say that would help to show our real appreciation for what you've done for us. We're not here today by our works. We're not here today because we've been so good. But it's been your amazing grace. It's been your amazing grace all the way through. Oh, we can go back to the Garden of Eden. And that was your amazing grace that called for a redeemer. We could travel through the Old Testament. And it was your amazing grace that called for a virgin to bring forth a son. And you even told us that it's by his stripes that we're healed. It's by his stripes he paid the price. We can move over into the New Testament, where Jesus stood there and he ministered and brought amazing grace to the world and let us all see exactly what his plan was. All the way over to the book of Revelation, where you opened up the seals and took and brought those seals down here as word. That was your amazing grace. And we stand here today with a perfect understanding, not because we're so educated and so smart. Brother Branham said it won't come with the education. It won't be by man's education. But Lord, this has been delivered to us by your amazing grace. And to be able to see what we can see and understand what we clearly understand. We can't take credit for that. Man can't give revelation. Only God can give revelation. And Lord, what you've given us in the hour that we're in, Lord, we're so grateful for. It's only been done by your amazing grace. Thank you, Father, for that grace. Never, never, never let us look at anything else to try to offer you anything else other than what you've done for us. Lord, this body that's here in this building this day, we stand here today by your amazing grace. Amen. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
And we appreciate and thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Father, for Brother Tony coming our way. Thank you for visiting Fairborn Community Tabernacle and reminding us of the grace of God. And help us to never get away from that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Good to be able to appreciate God's grace. Some people think it's them. I know it's not me. To know what you know, you didn't give this to yourself. And we take it for granted. We come here and we talk about the word and we just have revelation on top of revelation on top of revelation. You don't know how good you got it made. There's people out there that don't know what's going on. And yet God's given you so much. God's given me, us, so much. And I never want to get so much revelation that I forget about the simplicity of the grace of God. I never want to get so much God in me that I can't look to him and say, Lord, it's been by your amazing grace. As much as Brother Branham knew and as much as God had revealed to him, he said, when I get over there, you'll be able to find Brother Bill under a tree singing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Thank God for his amazing grace. You want to know what Easter was about? It's about God's amazing grace. Oh, my. This should make you feel good this morning. That he's made a way when you couldn't go. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, we've got food in the back. And I don't know what to do. I want to sort of hold the service because I just, you know, you're my body. I'm going to miss you. But we got to close. But we can go back and fellowship together and eat, break bread together and spend a little time together. Amen. I love you all. I do what I do because I love you all. And God's been good to us. So I think what we'll do is we'll just bow our heads and we're going to pray and close the service out, and we'll pray for the food. And then I think I'll just stand back by the door, shake your hand as you go into the dining room. And if you're not going to stay for dinner, just shake my hand before you leave. That's all I ask. But I appreciate all of you and all that you've done. And you keep us in your prayers. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're thankful this morning for your amazing grace and what it means to us. We thank you for how you've blessed us with an understanding that only you could give. And Father, as we come to the close of this service, we ask you to just let your word follow us home. Let us appreciate what you really did pay for us at Calvary. Not the next Sunday's really Easter, Lord, but we want to just thank you for you going to Calvary and paying that price for us, no matter when it was. And Father, we come to the close of the service here, ask you to be with Brother Tony as he travels, and he's going to be leaving from here, heading back south to Florida, and from there, at some point, he'll be heading back home overseas. Ask you to bless him and his ministry there. Ask you to bless this congregation here. Be with us. Keep your hand on us, Lord, and let us just move as the word moves us. Ask you to bless Brother Hicks and Sister Judy and Tina and the family there and Trevor and just all of them, Father. Just be with them. Thank you for what you've done. That's all been by your amazing grace. And ask you to keep us safe. Lord, there's food in the back that the body has prepared. They wanted to share. And Lord, we ask you to bless the hands that prepared it. Just be with those that have taken the time out. And oh, I know they labored and they put things aside and wanted things to be nice. And we ask you to bless them for their sacrifices. And Lord, as much as they've sacrificed to give, I want to go and enjoy it, because that's what their heart's desire would be, is for us to enjoy their labors. Keep us until we meet again, Father. We thank you for your love, mercy, and your grace. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you. You know that song. I'm sure you do. Brother Branham's singing a lot. And he's singing here many years. And we don't sing it too often, but it still applies. So we want to sing as we get ready to close. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. Oh, it will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. Oh, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, precious
how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven, O precious name.